I love that they enjoy coming to school. Like, they're very excited to come, and they're excited about learning, not just seeing their friends, but they're excited, like, when they learn something new. That's really big to them, and they're definitely excited about it and ready to come the next day and do it again. So, and they're also at an age where it's like they want to kind of please you in a way. So, like, they're like, okay, that's what we're going to do. Yep, this is the thing in the classroom. Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So it's definitely nice.
They haven't gotten that sort of rebellious pushback
at all. That's like fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah. What's your teaching style?
For the most part, I'm definitely a type B teacher. I'm a go with the flow type. You will not come in my class and see everything perfectly organized. So I'll let you know that right now. I'm definitely a type B teacher. I think sometimes when parents see me, like, my face kind of gives off a neutral thing. But then once you get to know me, like, it's a lot of fun in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So I think kids get to know that too, right? They know, like, we can have fun, we can do this, but these are the expectations in class, and we're not going to cross those expectations.
Mm.
So,
is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting to know the families and the community. I coached basketball last year in Dutch Harbor, and I came here for basketball tournament, and I fell in love with the place. I loved it. I loved that the band was there playing. That was probably one of my favorite things about the game. It made me feel like I was really back in the competitive nature and everything of sports because, you know, living out in rural Alaska, you're not really getting your fix. Mm-hmm. And so, like, being there, I was like, oh my gosh, this feels really great to be in this atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, good. People are into basketball and it's competitive. So after you came here, did you start looking at job postings and found one here?
Yes, and got an interview. And the interview, I was like, this is the place I want to be.
Yeah. How do you know that you are succeeding in the classroom?
I think each year it's really different with your students because every group of students is different. But I think for the most part, it's that kids are willing to fail to know that in the end that they're going to succeed. In kindergarten, it's a struggle to start reading, you know? They come in and they don't know their alphabet or the sounds, and they're struggling. And then they keep going and they see, like, oh my gosh, now I'm reading this. And they're like, I'm going to be able to read that book. And so they keep pushing because they're like, I want to be able to read that book on my own. And so just the willingness to know, like, in our classroom, it's safe. We can fail. And we're just going to keep pushing through it.
Mm. How do you gain the kids' trust at the beginning of the year when they first come in and they don't know you?
That's a really good question because I think that you can't really do any learning in the classroom until you both have trust with each other. So that first, especially week of school, is really about creating relationships with the kids and getting to know them and allowing them to know you, because it's also good for them to know, like, each of their teachers is going to be very different, right? And so just like all my students are very different every year. So we spend a lot of time getting to know each other, and then that way I can kind of build on what I'm going to do in class based on their interests, based on how they react to certain things, and that kind of creates the culture of learning in the classroom.